The Darling Buds of May by H.E. Bates.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. After distributing the 8 ice creams, they were the largest vanilla, chocolate and raspberry super bumpers, each in yellow, brown and almost purple stripes. Pop Larkin climbed up into the cab of the gentian blue, home-painted 30-hundredweight truck, laughing happily.
Perfect weather. You kids all right in the back there? Ma, itch up a bit.
Ma, in her salmon jumper, was almost 2 yards wide.
I said, you kids all right there?
How do you think they can hear, Ma said, with you revving up all the time?
Pop laughed again and let the engine idle. The strong May sunlight, the first hot sun of the year, made the bonnet of the truck gleam like brilliant blue enamel. All down the road, winding through the valley, miles of pink apple orchards were in late bloom, showing petals like light confetti.
Zinnia and petunia, primrose, Victoria, Montgomery, Mariette.
Pop unrolled the handsome ribbon of 6 names, but heard only 5 separate answers, each voice choked and clotted with ice cream.
Where's Mariette? Ain't Mariette there?
I'm here, Pop.
That's all right, then. Thought you fell overboard.
No, I'm here, Pop, I'm here.
Perfect. You think I ought to get more ice creams? It's so hot, Mars is nearly melted.